Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Kim, who says, I struggle to find pants and skirts for my size 12 to 14 body, which seems to be a mix of X and A shape. Characteristics. The widest part of my body is indeed the upper thighs. I'm finding skirts that don't cling to the thighs and hips too much, but aren't in styles I wouldn't wear is a bit of a challenge. Same with pants. I wish I could magic you up the pants and skirts that fit you perfectly off the rack. The reality is we're all unique beings with our own unique body shapes, and clothing manufacturers just aren't taking that into consideration. They can't. You cannot have mass market production and unique and, you know, fitting. So this is where you need to get alterations to fit. I would suggest looking for A-line shapes that give you that bit of extra movement over the hips, but, you know, suit your shape. And with pants, it is one of those things, honestly, every woman finds it hard to buy pants, pretty much. I don't know too many women who don't struggle to buy pants that fit. And I can tell you, I've been shopping with clients and we can try on 50 pairs of pants before we find a pair that fits reasonably well. It's very, very hard to find. And this is where you're just going to have to get alterations. I wish I had some different answer, but that's just the way it is. So always think about, you know, having the waistband, you know, taken in to fit your waist, buying for the widest part of you. So if that's your hips or upper thighs, making sure that that's the part you fit when you buy it, and have the waist taken in to work for you. And that should make it work. Whether it's a skirt or it is a pant, that is what you want to do. Wish I had a magical answer and a magic wand that could make the perfect pants appear for you. Sadly, I don't. Maria's question says, my biggest challenge is I like to dress up a bit, but most people dress very casually nowadays. I'm embarrassed to dress the way I want because they're going to look at me weirdly and think, where does she think she's going? Most women don't even wear heels anymore, just jeans, t-shirts and gym clothes. If you live in a small town and dress nicely, you are going to draw all the attention. How can you be chic, and I don't mean over the top, just looking put together, wear heels and jewelry and still fit in? For example, today I wanted to wear pointed heels and felt bad and went for sneakers instead. I think if you love wearing heels, wear them. You know, what happens even in small towns is, to start with, people make think things, but then people get used to stuff very, very quickly. This is actually one of the reasons why when we buy something, we get an initial hit of excitement and then very quickly it wears off. That dopamine hit goes. It's dopamine. That's what I'm trying to say. Dopamine hit goes after we have bought something. So this is where, you know, in a small town, yep, people will get to know you. They'll always just think that Maria always dresses up. You know, and you know what can happen is sometimes you can encourage other people to dress up because they aren't dressing up because they don't want to stand out. So no, why not be the leader of the movement? Why not be the person in your town who dresses up and who encourages other people to dress more stylishly? And if you don't have to be over the top, but you could just have a nice knit or a nice t-shirt and a nice pair of jeans and your pair of heels and an accessory. You know, that's still not over the top. It's not like you're walking down the main street in the middle of the day in formal clothes or a ball gown. That would be way over the top. You can still wear the t-shirts. You can still wear the jeans. You can just add a nice accessory, a nice pair of shoes that makes you happy. And it cuts across the best of both worlds. So you don't have to just wear what everybody else is wearing. And remember that there are probably other people in your town who feel the same and feel pressured to not dress up because nobody else is. And maybe if you do it for a while, if you be the leader, other people will follow along. And if they don't, what'll happen is they'll get so used to it, they'll stop seeing it, and nobody will think anything about it. And in fact, most people often think when they see someone who is more stylishly dressed than they are, they think, wow, I wish I could wear that. I wish I look like that. And so usually they're admiring. It's not a negative thing. We shouldn't be taking on that if we dress well, that people are going to be thinking negatively about us. In fact, most of the time, people are actually thinking more positively about us. So I just say, you be you. You're the only one who can be you, so you be you and dress in a way that makes you happy. You don't have to overdress to still be stylish, but you don't have to wear a pair of sneakers either if they are not your shoe of choice. And even something like, you know, instead of wearing sneakers, wear a sparkly ballet flat or something. That can be something that just raises your outfit up a level without standing out as if you're wearing a stiletto heel. Last question comes today from Ursula, who says, what drives me most in creating outfits is to find the actual trends and what gives my outfits a modern touch. I'm not overly fashion conscious and prefer creative classic outfits. How can this be managed? So when we're thinking about how do we stay modern, you know, what gives a modern touch? How can we add some trend in? So if you have a more classic style, we're not adding too much in, but it's thinking about, well, what's the current silhouette? So being aware of current silhouette. So you'll find that out by walking to your local major department store and looking at the majority of the brands and seeing what's the shape of the trousers, what's the shape of the jacket, what are the shapes? Go and try things on. And you'll be able to see, or just even go online and you'll start to see, because they're on the models, you can see what the current shapes and styles are. Then look in your wardrobe and see, what have I got that fits with those current shapes and styles? And how can I put these things together? And as far as, yeah, modern goes, it's just really being aware of what's in fashion and not wearing things that are really very different, particularly dated trends. So if you look at something and it's very dated, it's going to not look modern. Now, if you have a very creative style, this is where trends are really irrelevant, because when you have a very creative style, you don't have to be in fashion, because you're never in fashion, so you're never really out of fashion. The more creative your style is, the less it adheres to any sort of fashion trend. But the more classic your style is, the more you have to be aware of fashion trends coming through. So this is where just doing some online research, just go to, you know, kind of the major department stores, wherever you live in the world, whatever they may be, and have a look at, you know, look up trousers, look up jackets, look up like general categories and notice what are the shapes and trends that are coming through. And then think about, what have you got that you can use to give your outfits that sort of look. So thank you again for your questions and thank you for watching. Always appreciate the time you take to watch these videos. And of course, if you do want to know more about putting outfits together, I've just recorded a new outfit masterclass. It goes for almost 2 hours. It includes a fantastic workbook that you can work through, guides you step by step going through it to actually define your own personalized outfit formulas so that you can really quickly get up, get dressed, and feel and look stylish every day in a way that expresses your personality, because it's really all about expressing your personality and who you are, not trying to be a clone of anybody else, not trying to just copy someone, but be you and be the best version of you in a way that makes you feel authentic and happy. So check that out. It's on the blog. You'll find it just on the homepage at insideoutstyleblog.com, and I'll pop a link in as well. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.